This is Channel 1, Side 1. This is Channel 1, Side 1. This is Channel 1, Side 1. The following tape was made October the 21st, 1969. As Bertie and I were meeting Donald at the door as he came home from work.
He was there today, wanted to talk to Claude, and Claude had already sold everything. Now he's going down to South Carolina.
What are you doing?
Fred called me up this morning. That's what you maybe heard the phone ring this morning.
Yeah, I did.
Fred called me up this morning and said, stop by on my way out. And he asked me what had happened yesterday and whether I got delayed. And I told him. And he jumped up and down and fumed and fussed and carried on. And time was, I licked the granny humper, jumped by.
And I bet Fred was too.
Yes, it was a time when I licked Everett and Wood and Dillard both.
I'm surprised he doesn't now.
Well, he said he was going to call Everett up and give him what fur. And I told him it didn't really matter that much. It was water over the dam. But,
Now, which one is Everett? I can't think.
Everett is Woody.
Everett is Woody, and Woody is the one who fought all the.
Yeah.
He old Woody, he calls himself. I guess it's Edward.
Yeah.
And you say he's a Party Martindale.
He's a Party Martindale. Yeah, so he's a Party Martindale that's run out of steam, I believe.
I mean, he has the mental cast of Party Martindale. That is, he's only interested in acquiring things and selling. He doesn't use it. Himself.
I don't think he really knows much about him.
I don't think he does either. No, I think.
He was in there today asking Claude what some stuff was, and perfectly elementary stuff that he was asking about. And, I don't really think he knows his onions where machinery is concerned. He just bumbles around.
He knows enough to know that people like you want to know.
Yeah,
that's why he buys it.
Yeah, but then I think.
Yeah, because he was trying to sell Don that old 16-foot one that he had. And the little one, he didn't want them. But he was going to pull Don up to buy both of them.
Yeah, he wanted to sell both of them in the loan. So he's like, I'd like to tell him something else, but I told him, no, thank you.
You wouldn't have told him anything crude. Now, what'd you do?
I don't know. No, I just mumble things in my mind, you know, and then go with that. I radiate sweetness and light.
Well, they said the telephone man was by.
Yeah, he was by yesterday.
Fred wanted to know when do I dial the telephone so soon?
I figured by the time they got the telephone in, it'd be next year. The way the telephone would go around here. Apparently.
Yeah. When's the ready mix supposed to come?
I don't know. They came out. Or they, when I talked to them the other day, they said they were going to send somebody out, but Fred said that if they'd been by today, he didn't know about it. So I don't know what's going on there.
Well,
He might as well weld them shut. But if you do much work when you're turning in heavy screws and things, you wear your arm out on the screwdriver. So, I just can't see that. So I've got to have an impact wrench, and I've got to have a belt sander, a portable belt sander. I've got to talk to Claude yet about drill press for the mortise and get on it.
Does he have one?
He's got one. He'll sell it. But that wasn't in this deal.
You probably will sell it after. For all the rest.
Yeah. Well, no, I can't wait that long. I'm sorry. Well, if I have to, I'll pay it off all at once. It just depends on who I'm going to owe, if it's going to be Claude or the bank.
You might be able to owe Claude at a smaller interest rate than you could owe the bank at.
This is true.
Yeah, if you guarantee so much more payment.
Thinking that this was a young man and his family was going to put a limit.
If industrial plastics with all its heavy machinery can get by on 3 inches of concrete, I think I can.
How much gravel do they have underneath that 3 inches?
They only had a couple of inches of gravel, and I don't think they can put much more than that. And I talked to some people about whether or not to put a belt on it, and they say no, it's not necessary.
Looks like it would save you some concrete.
No, because it doesn't sink down into it, not much anyway. Say the way concrete works, the way cement is when you pour it, and what I realized is after they told me, is that when you pour it on, the heavy stuff, the aggregate and sand and solid material drops to the bottom and makes a layer that doesn't squeeze down through the gravel, and all the soot floats to the top. I looked at the floor that they had at the plant. They didn't have any felt on it. They just poured it right on the floor.
Well, felt is put on mainly as a vapor barrier in house building.
To keep it dry. But I talked to some of the guys down at Parker Time. They said, no, they don't have to worry about it. Around here, they almost every vapor barrier. Figure out where to go with that. Concrete people know what they're doing, I suppose. They know better than I do.
If they thought it was necessary, they would tell you, because it would be that much more in their pocket to put it in.
One would think so, anyway.
Well, I'm getting hungry. That might lunch with mine. Doesn't stick long.
I may be going to get water.
The preceding tape included three people. One was Claude Mash, another was Uncle Joe Dillard, both of whom run a machine shop in West Jefferson. They were closing down their machine shop. That's why Donald was able to buy the machine tools that he mentioned. The third person is E.O. Woody, or Everett Woody, who is one of the local financial wheeler dealers, and a money-making man in West Jefferson. Channel 1 Side 1, made on October the 22nd, 1969. October the 22nd, 1969. Channel 1 Side 1.
90%, almost always, if they have the choice of getting it all at once, they'll take it all at once. Because he doesn't really know you anyhow. Yeah, well, whether you really have that much money.
I didn't give this out to you to smoke.
That should have been made the other day.
Yep.
They were. Could have very well scheduled today. No, I could. I didn't feel like it.
Yeah. You say you don't want to be a businessman, but the fact is you're in business. Good old.